next item on the agenda is public hearing pertaining to bluefish, establishing the commercial bluefish annual quota for 2020. Who has that one?
Olivia, Ms. Phillips.
Good morning, it's Olivia Phillips.
Olivia?
Olivia.
Mm-hmm. Okay, state your name for the record, please.
Yep. Olivia Phillips.
Thank you, Ms. Phillips. Could you proceed, please?
Yep. Good morning, early afternoon, Commissioner and members of the Commission. This is a public hearing to amend Chapter 4, VAC 20-450, pertaining to the taking of bluefish to establish the commercial bluefish fishery quota for 2020. Next slide, please. The Atlantic Coast stock of bluefish are jointly managed by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission and the Mid-Atlantic Fisheries Management Council. Annual quotas are projected and updated each year following an annual operational stock assessment update. In August 2019, the results of the operational stock assessment found that bluefish were overfished, but overfishing was not occurring. As a result, during the meeting in October 2019, the Council and ASMFC adopted coastwide catch and landing limits for the 2020 commercial bluefish fishery. They set the coastwide commercial catch limit to 2.77 million pounds, which is a 64% decrease compared to 2019. Staff is aware that a 64% decrease sounds large, but if we go to the next slide, Virginia is unlikely to be hugely affected by the decrease because we don't generally land anywhere near our quota, which is illustrated by this figure. So here the blue bars represent the landings in pounds, and the orange line represents Virginia's quota from 2009 to 2019. And you'll note that the landings don't generally come near the annual quota. And from over this time period, the percent of bluefish quota achieved in Virginia has ranged from 10% in 2018 to 52% in 2016. Next slide, please. On May 11, 2020, NOAA released the 2020 proposed commercial bluefish quota of 2.7 million pounds coastwide for public comment. When NOAA publishes their final rule, Virginia will receive 11.8795% of the coastwide quota, roughly 329,000 pounds. This quota setting process occurs annually where the Council and ASMFC establish the quota and then NOAA sets the final rule. So every year, Virginia receives that same percent allocation of 11.8795%. of the coastwide commercial quota, and as a result, staff has removed the quota poundage number and replaced it with Virginia's percent allocation to increase regulatory efficiency and expediency when NOAA publishes their final rule each year. Next slide, please. So with that in mind, I wanted to take this opportunity to inform the commissioner and members of the commission of pending management action for bluefish. There is a pending amendment which will reevaluate the bluefish FMP. The goal is to rebuild the bluefish stock, avoid overages, achieve optimum yield, prevent overfishing, and reduce the need for quota transfers off the U.S. East Coast. There are six items being discussed, but the two main ones are listed here. The first is the commercial and recreational sector allocations are being reviewed. Currently, the commercial sector receives 17% of the allocation and the recreational sector receives 83%. And they're looking to revise the allocation percentages based on modified base years or different data sets. And then the second big item is they're considering commercial allocation or reallocating the commercial quota to each state. So moving forward, we can expect the development of public hearing documents and hearing schedule in the fall of 2020. The public hearings will be held sometime in December 2020. The proposed rule should be available fall 2021, and then the final rule will follow that in the winter of 2021. slide, please. So moving into the current regulatory changes in Section 15 of Chapter 4 VAC 20-450, we added the definition for annual quota, which reads, annual quota means Virginia's 11.8795% share of the annual coastwide commercial bluefish quota managed by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. Next slide, please. For Section 20, we just revised the title to clarify that Section 20 is the recreational bluefish possession limits. Next slide, please. And then here we added the language specific to the annual quota in Section 30, commercial landings quota. So subsection A now reads, the commercial landings of bluefish shall be limited to the annual quota, except as specified in subsection B of this section. And then subsection B reads, if a quota transfer occurs between Virginia and another state participating in the Interstate Fishery Management Plan for bluefish, Virginia's annual quota for the current calendar year shall be limited to the annual quota amount as adjusted for transfers. Next slide, please. Staff recommends the Commission approve amendments to Chapter 4 VAC 20-450 pertaining to the taking of bluefish to establish the commercial bluefish quota for 2020 using Virginia's percent allocation of 11.8795% of the coastwide commercial bluefish quota. And with that, I can take any questions.
Olivia, thank you for the presentation. Does any member of the Commission have any questions for Ms. Phillips? Thank you. Any member of the public wish to be heard on this matter for or against staff recommendations? They're hearing none. The chair will entertain a motion.
Staff, I move to accept staff recommendation.
It's Dr. Neal.
Mr.
Powell. Thank you, Dr. Neal. Is there a second to the motion?
So moved, Ed Tankard.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion on the motion? Mr. Tankard?
Aye.
Mr. Zedrin?
Aye.
Dr. Neal?
Aye.
Mr. Ballard?
Aye.
Mr. Miner?
Aye.
Ms. Lusk?
Aye.
Ms. Everett?
You should be able to speak. Try again.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Ms. Phillips.